All right, welcome to a very special edition of That's So Cincinnati. A very festive Merry Christmas edition of That's So Cincinnati. The end of year wrap up. Is that where we're going to go with, Jason?
That sounds great.
It sounds great. Well, it's, you know, the best of
I'm tired.
That the best great. Of the best of 2018. You know, this is the That's So Cincinnati-est moments of the year on the That's So Cincinnati podcast.
And that's of Cincinnati.
Of us to do that. It is. It's very Cincinnati us to do this. But so we have all, you wrote a column earlier this month talking about, hey, please send us what you think were the Cincinnati-est moments of the year. There's obviously many headliners of different things there could be. There, you know, you've got the meltdown in Nashville by the basketball teams. You've got Frisch is getting coke. You've got like all these very Cincinnati things. So people have submitted all of those. We're going to go through all of those.
That's great.
In this episode. You just don't seem into
it's
it.
Awesome.
This was supposed to be a good tremendous idea.
Perfect.
You seem not as into it.
Splendid.
Right, we need help getting you into it. So that's why we have brought Sherry Coolidge, our good friend, close friend
of the
show, is back, and she's bearing gifts.
She's so Cincinnati.
She is so Cincinnati.
Even though she's from Youngstown.
Yeah. Sherry, what do you have?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
Happy
to
holidays.
You.
I'm a little Santa here today, I think.
You are.
Santa baby. Oh, wait, is that the one song you're allowed to sing?
You can sing.
No, that's baby. It's cold outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can sing
I would
that.
Like to hear you ruminate on that, to be honest. I'll be looking forward to that later in the podcast.
We can get into that.
Okay.
We can get into that. What do you got with you?
So
I want gifts.
I had an ad come up in one of my social media feeds.
Yeah.
And I thought of the two of you. So
oh, really?
I brought each of you the same gift. They do have a story, right. And your listeners will be familiar with this, but they have a special meaning for both of you.
And it's Lego wrapping paper.
Lego wrapping paper. That's very nice. All right, here we go. I'm gonna make sure I unwrap into the microphone so you can get the feeling of us actually opening these. Old World Christmas.
Old World Christmas. Is this something for Grandpa?
These are ornaments.
Ornaments? What are in these ornaments is what I want to know.
Should I just rip the box?
Sure. Rip the box. What do we got here? We have... What is this?
Ooh, bubble wrap.
Woohoo!
It's a pickle.
It's a pickle! Is it a tickle pickle?
For you two, it is a tickle pickle.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Our good friends over at Ooh, Tickle this Pickle.
Is, this is so, like matte green with a little bumps
it's
on it.
It's a little... Pickles.
Of course, I'll say it. It's a little phallic.
It's a little phallic.
But it is. It's a German tradition.
It's a pickle.
Pickle ornaments are Cincinnati, a German tradition. A lot of people do it here. If you have this ornament, if your child finds it, the first one to find it gets the little extra gifts from Santa.
Ooh.
I didn't know about that.
That's like it's a tradition. We don't, but a lot of people I know do it here. But these, I don't know why it came up in my, like, buy these ornaments ads.
This is awesome.
So you saw these and you
tickle
thought of
pickle.
Us.
Well, I thought of Tickle Pickle.
Yeah, of course. that is awesome. Thank you so
wait,
much,
wait.
Sherry Claus.
Sherry, do you have a So Cincinnati moment of the year for us?
Yeah, what was your Cincinnati-est moment of the year? You've had many that you've got to witness.
You know what? I don't know if I have a moment, but I will say this has been the longest year ever. I'm pretty sure there's like extra days in it. Like
in politics or?
In politics. Yeah. It's been long and winding.
Well, you throw an election on top of hot tubs and all the other things that have gone on this year. I just can't even imagine.
That's right. Yes.
She's speechless.
Yes.
For the first time.
We did it. We made Sherry speechless. Something no one thought they could ever do.
There's so many moments in politics that are just brutal this year that where do you even start?
He knows I have a list at my desk. We'll see if that story gets written. And I might be running out of time.
Well, shout out to
Santa
Sherry
for
grinding through a long year and doing killer work and still entertaining us by coming on the podcast multiple times, which people don't normally like to do. They don't want to talk to us after they do it once.
My favorite guest.
I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
And my favorite guest.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for the pickle.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you,
holidays.
Sherry Claus. I love when Sherry stops by.
Always brightens my day.
It does. She's the best. She's been, you know, two times. And the entire post-election episode, was Sherry just giving. Oh man, that was a great episode.
It was
tons of great stuff.
Our number one most listened to episode.
I know it was. Of course, Polly Campbell's from 2 weeks ago now. Also up there too. If you have family in town right now between Christmas and New Year's, and you're like, man, what new restaurants are we gonna go to? Polly goes through all of her favorite new restaurants of the year, and also. Keep an eye out December 30th, I believe. Right towards the end of the year, Polly's going to have her favorite things that I ate story. It's coming out, which is like the best thing to go read and then go try to eat them all.
Best part about the Polly episode was her take on Bob Evans. So, and bowls
your
of
favorite
chilies.
Place.
And when we put her on the spot, I mean, you've about got Jeff Ruby.
You have some bad culinary takes. So I'm glad that she was here
real
to kind of just tell
takes.
You how bad they are.
That's what real people eat at Bob Evans, man.
Look, I like their garlic mashed potatoes. I'm not going to hate on them. There's just so much good food in the city, and you just are like, you're living at McDonald's and Bob Evans. We just got to get you out.
I'll tell you what, McDonald's has become the new Bob Evans at breakfast, so it is old white men galore. I went there for breakfast the other day on, I think it was, what, Saturday?
Hard to remember which day it was.
Back in my hometown.
Yeah.
And they had, like, McDonald's is all cool now because they have, like, the bar thing that you can sit at with the stools.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there by myself because I get there early enough. And then all of a sudden I look up and every stool is filled with basically all these guys that are my dad's friends who are all 70-year-old men.
What are you doing sitting at McDonald's by yourself early in the morning?
Yeah, I got
to
get away.
Why don't you just do a drive through and get back to your family? Are you trying to get away?
Trying to get away.
Yeah.
I have to have an introverted moment to recharge.
Yeah.
Kemosabe's got to recharge his batteries.
Understandable. So you choose to do that inside of a McDonald's in Gallipolis.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of other places you can do that at in Gallipolis. So Walmart. Walmart's the other place. Bob Evans.
And Bob Evans. All right, so you put out a request for people's opinions on what they think the Cincinnati-est moments of the year were. You got lots of responses. Let's just start by going through a few that you got. Let's shout them out. What do you got over there, Jason? You got a whole piece of – you got multiple pieces
I know,
of paper.
I know. I put all these on paper.
What are you doing research?
I got so many responses on email, on Facebook, Twitter, and I just put them all together here so I could read them and let the masses know what the masses had to say.
Well, go ahead. What's the first one?
Tom Lippert from Evendale says, quote, "How about the decision to widen a little bridge on the curvy southbound hill of I-71 approaching the Red Bank exit ramp just as a major three-year phase to reconstruct I-75 from Laughlin to Sharonville was getting underway so that now both of our commutes to downtown could be congested at the same time?" That is so Cincinnati, Tom, now that both of our major interstates into downtown are...
But you know what's really so Cincinnati, though, is the fact that I-75 has been under construction since 1952 every single year, and it still is somehow not done. When I first started driving decades ago, it was like, well, once they finish 75, it's still going.
You're just bitter because you're streets.
I don't go near I-75. It's part of my whole East Side, West Side thing.
Dude.
The commute, if you have to commute on I-75, your life is bad.
Yeah, that's
your life is bad. It's you.
I mean, that is one of the big reasons why I never wanted to move on that side of town. And I swear, if I've said it once, I've said it 300 times since we moved to Wyoming a year and a half ago to my wife. I'm like, every time I'm sitting on traffic at I-75, I call her and I say, why did I let you talk me into moving over here?
You did this to me, and your bitterness grows.
Bitterness is out of control.
My favorite thing is I'm pretty sure anybody that does the traffic in this town pretty much like has a recording that just says the same things, and you know the Laughlin splits backed up, and you know from
Chuck Ingram on WLW,
yeah, from Sharon to the split, you know, it's just like over and over, just hit that button. It's the same three places every single day, you know.
He records his segments at the beginning of the year and first on January 1st, and then he's off the rest of the year.
Backed up from Cross County to Dana. We know it always is. Anyway, all right. So who else do you got?
Pam Klein from Newport says, "The Bengals rehiring Hugh Jackson!"
What?
They rehired the lowest performing head coach in the NFL. Perfect match for the 16-year season coach who has never won a playoff game. Are you kidding me? The Browns have won 4 out of 5 games since he left, and how many games have the Bengals won since he first
well, since he was hired.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to go a different direction with that one. I thought that was going to become, because also that's a Cincinnati would have been the Bengals bringing back Marvin Lewis, which happened, which was pretty much the first big moment of Cincinnati's entire year, bringing him back. And who knows, that, what you just said, might end up being the that's so Cincinnati-est moment of 2019,
very
depending
well
on
be.
What happens after the season ends, if Hugh Jackson ends up being actually rehired as the head coach. So that could be. The Bengals have been, Cincinnati sports this year have played to the stereotype more than in any year that I can remember, from the Bengals to the Reds all the way down to the Hoops teams. This was like every stereotype that this city has for its sports teams, and the torture that fans continue to go through was just, it was front and center.
I like this one too. And Ben Keefe on our Facebook comments says, Marvin Lewis signing and extension, period. That was his So Cincinnati moment of the week.
I mean, I would agree. Can we look? I already do 3 Bengals podcasts a week and have to deal with this crap, Jason. Can please talk about something else besides the Bengals? I can't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
Marvin
something else.
Fatigue.
Okay. Mark Holroyd, who said he moved here from Columbus to Cincinnati last year. He didn't give his neighborhood, but says he's a relatively new resident. As a newer resident, Mark says, I have to say the Bengals continue losing.
Stop!
Way is pretty Cincinnati.
There's no doubt.
I know they've been challenged for about 2 decades, even though they've been to the playoffs, but things just seem normal with the deep disappointment year after year.
Yeah.
Ownership, coaching, player discipline have all been contributors, and little has changed.
Yeah, we know.
Thanks for your contributions to my daily reading. That was his compliment to me. Sorry.
He doesn't read me.
He probably does.
Because the stuff I write makes him sad, which is the case for pretty much most people right now. It's funny, like, anytime I write about anything Bengals related right now, it always gets the same reaction. It doesn't matter. I could be writing about a running back. I could be writing about a cornerback or something about 3 years down the line. It doesn't matter. Mike sucks, fire barf. That's pretty much like the response every single time. You can't do anything without getting the same reaction. So this is my world. Can we please get something else?
Mark also said, your article is the highlight of the Inquirer. Have enjoyed it daily, and thank you.
Stroking your ego.
Yeah, sorry.
A little humble brag there.
Humble brag.
All right.
What else do we have here? Let's get to some fun stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Steve Weedy, Weide, I apologize if I'm saying that wrong, Steve, in our Facebook comments says, to me, it is the amount of people still hoping the streetcar will fail and celebrating every time something bad happens to it. Cincinnati doesn't like to move on, and that is a perfect example of it. I agree with that. You may have been against it, but it is I can't read. But it is there now. It is there now, and the best thing for the city would be for it to succeed. Instead, every issue is met with people saying, "I told you so," and people taking their chance to say how they just knew it was going to be a failure. They would rather be right and hurt the city than be proven wrong and help the city.
Boom. That is a great email, because that is right on. There is a lot of I told you
Steve
so that goes
W.
on. People like, and sometimes to their detriment.
People try to, and I'm not trying to make this about me, but I have a certain amount of critics who say I'm like that. No, I'm really not. Actually, if people would actually stop selective reading and read through and think about what I write, I actually say that it's doing us no good for it to continue to go on the way it's going. And I called for it to be stopped earlier in the summer so that they can just address fixing it, so that they can move on and try to make it a success.
How do you take the pieces that you have and make them successful
exactly.
going forward? Like, look, you have the infrastructure of this thing. There are people that write it and use it. How can we use it to make it work for us? But it was funny. I was trying to remember back to when it was officially found out that it doesn't roll under 32 degrees. Because you know what? You can sometimes walk faster than the streetcar. I know, because I've done
it. I'm not going there.
I know. People don't like that. But you can at times. And you know when the one time you don't want to walk, though, is?
When?
When it's cold.
Outside, maybe it's cold outside. Old Navy drawstring pants.
What?
Remember that? Remember that commercial? Like 10 years ago.
Yeah, good one. Good, right, anyway, good reference.
Let's go. Let's get a couple more, can we?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's keep it going before we'll get into some of ours.
Sue Wilkie in Northside, and I know Sue, and she's great, and I wish we could multiply Sue by 1,000 because she's a very engaged citizen and cares. So Sue on Facebook wrote, "More tax abatements to developers, another study on racism, same people working on child poverty without asking people in poverty, and no results to show. Won't fund the health gap and then do it anyway." This is Sue from Northside. I'm talking about city politics and sort of, you know, rinse repeat mentality at City Hall, and she's right. Well, let's do one more.
Yeah, okay. Do one more.
Okay. Steve Dieters, who's a very loyal reader and very loyal commenter on our political coverage in our Greater Cincinnati Facebook page, his Cincinnati moment of the year is the Gang of Five at City Hall.
Oof.
And this was him, I think, talking as if he were them. Quote, "We didn't know we were breaking the sunshine laws. City Solicitor's Office, defend us, please, since your services are free." Talk about people operating in a parallel universe. Steve Dieters out of Oakley. Straight up and straight
Oaktown,
out.
Oaktown, in the house.
Oh, your hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Your home neighborhood, whatever.
Yeah. Everything that has happened at City Hall this year has been so Cincinnati.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, Gang of Five, no doubt. And then, you know, fighting over stadium money, that's old school Cincinnati.
That is.
I mean, but because it sits at the core. It sits at the core of everything that is, like, makes people mad in this. It goes all the way back. So it's like when I always talk, you know, doing Bengals coverage and doing Bengals podcasts right now is a lot. It feels like therapy. I feel like I'm a therapist, and I have Bengals fans on the couch, and we have to talk us through it. And it always comes back to your childhood.
That's a Ken Brew thing, right?
Why are you so angry?
Sunday therapy with Ken Brew on the radio.
I don't know if that is or not. Please. My point is, though, it always comes back to your childhood. And it always, for in the childhood for most Bengals fans, it always goes back to the stadium.
Was Jeff Shakenblake the quarterback when you were a kid?
Yeah. When I was 15. It was like, you know, 94, 95, right around that time.
Booma? Was Booma the quarterback?
Norman Julius Esiason.
Booma.
Booma. Yeah. So it always goes back to the same thing. And now, but hey, there was bickering, but there was also it's happening. A stadium's going to be built, and they're going to pay for it. So good for them.
It is. It's great.
Do you have any more? Because I've got some.
I don't have any from readers, but I came up with some for the column I wrote last week. But okay. I want you to take over.
So here's what I've got.
Ooh, he pulls out the iPhone for this.
Well, yeah, I wrote a few things down. You know, when I was up in the middle of the night. And my daughter hasn't been sleeping, so I was up just trying to think of things. So here's the few that I have. Here's one, and it comes from my beat, but I think it's sneaky, so Cincinnati.
Okay.
And that is Andy Dalton getting a standing ovation in Buffalo, and Cincinnatians have never given him a standing ovation.
Ever?
Because, not that I can remember, Cincinnatians just hate him, but the city of Buffalo loves him because why? He sent them to the playoffs once with the game in Baltimore last year. But
and then didn't he like do some for charity for them too?
Well, they started giving the city of Buffalo all gave money to his foundation.
Oh, that's cool.
And he did all kinds of was able to do all kinds of stuff. It was almost like $500,000. The city of Buffalo gave to Dalton and Tyler Boyd's foundation for the game with a 4th-and-12 completion that sent the Bills to it broke their playoff drought of like 17 years. So Bills fans go crazy. They give him, the Bengals go to Buffalo in the preseason. Entire stadium gives him a standing ovation, tells him how great he is. He proceeds to rip them up in the preseason. But here at home, comes back here. Boo! Need a new quarterback. You stink. Even though you did take him to the playoffs, you know, five times. You know, but no, but it's just
Neil O'Donnell.
It's just funny. It goes back to the set in your ways thing. You know, fans decided long ago.
Keely Smith.
Yeah, they didn't like Andy Dalton, so they are sticking by it no matter how much they see. Another city can come in and just be like, "We love you."
Great.
You got any more former Bengals quarterbacks? So that was one. So that was one. I thought that was kind of so Cincinnati. Look, can we talk about the
Turk Schoner?
Can we just try? Dude, there are many. Paul Justin, can we just drop? Can we pull out the ridiculousness of Frisch's getting coke being a thing?
Hey, man,
how was this? Dude, there was like Tucker Barnhart was there. It was like mascots. It was. It's a beverage. And it's a beverage that's everywhere.
Everywhere. It isn't the most popular soft drink in the world.
In the world. It is everywhere. But now it's in Frisch's and we're supposed to like, why was this a thing?
I put that. Yeah, I'm with you on that. That was one of my own I made down. I wrote down as well. The hysteria over Frisch's bringing back Coke. Hysteria.
Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Definitely. That's a nowhere else. Would that be a thing? In my opinion.
It is very Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But hey, credit to Frisch's PR people whoever they hired to do their PR, because they got a lot of bang for the buck out of that.
They sure did. They sure did.
But hey, it's just Coca-Cola, folks. Maybe drop a little rum in there.
Tucker Barnhart like poured the first Coke. It's like a ceremonial first Coke.
Great.
I know. It was a thing. All right. Do you have any more?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I did say in the column over the weekend I wrote was the fascination over Fiona. And these are some of our staff folks, too. Love and Michael Perry and Carl Weiser. Kara Owsley. Some input from them.
I have another one, but this isn't quite as big like for the year, but it was one that happened to me, and I took a picture of it because I was out to dinner, and I actually was able to drink. It was the March 1st and Holtman's apple cider beer combo. So the beer, local breweries and local food places combining to, it's been going on for a couple of years now, but it's definitely reached and or creating Fiona beer, right?
Yeah,
there was like Listerman had Fiona beer, and you've got like now Holtman's has one, and you've got all these. It seems to be had Braxton has done that type of stuff before. It just seems to see more and more. It's like that is, I don't know that I see that a lot of other places.
Didn't Braxton do like a pumpkin pie ice cream graters beer?
They've worked with graters, yes.
That's pretty Cincinnati.
That's
well, it's two Cincinnati brands.
It is two Cincinnati brands. So working together.
Haven't had it.
Holding hands and working together to create a better place.
And let's all sing Kumbaya. I want Kumbaya to be the first song sang at the new outdoor venue on the banks.
Hey, that getting done is got to be a thing, right?
It is. The Bengals, Mike Brown needs to be in there leading it along with Todd Portune.
I would pay to hear Mike Brown singing anything, and definitely Kumbaya. Holding hands with John Cranley. That's what we need. That's what we need. All right. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't. But what else? Wait, what are you going to do for New Year's? Wait, are we?
Well, I'm on Marv watch, so my New Year's is screwed. Yeah. My New Year's is screwed. The season ends on the 30th, so the 31st, 1st, 2nd is all Marv watch.
No parties for you?
We do stuff at my house. Yeah. I had a tradition that we tried to start a while back, and we're trying to keep up with it, but it's becoming harder. I like to grill out on New Year's Eve night.
Nice.
So, like, even no matter how cold or snowy it is, you'd, like, dust the grill off and go out there and fire it up, fire up some grill and go stand outside in the cold and
celebrate like
New Year's. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, it was a thing. I don't know. I enjoy it.
You know what my take is on New Year's Eve?
It's stupid and you go to bed by 10?
Yeah, pretty much. Overrated. That was my...
I do say one thing. I don't go out on New Year's anymore. Yeah. That has definitely changed. No, not doing it.
I was never a big New Year's.
So amateur hour.
It's totally amateur hour.
Yeah, totally
amateur. Too many drunk drivers out.
I'd rather just stay at home, have some drinks. I guess you got to watch, you know, you watch like Ryan Seacrest or some crap.
Watch that crap. I go to bed.
You're such a bitter old man. New Year's celebrations. Champagne. I'm going to bed.
Don't even have the champagne.
Grandpa.
No champagne. Just another day, folks.
Sparkling wine for you?
Nope.
Do some real champagne. Pop a bottle.
PBR, baby. Just another day, folks. Just if I feel like day. Having a beer, I'll have a beer. If I don't, then I won't.
Well, I think there's only one way to wrap this up, and that is to say that truly, in my opinion, the That's So Cincinnati-est moment of this year was us creating this podcast. Because it's so Cincinnati of us to do that. And in my opinion, do what we set out to do. Celebrate this city for all of our pluses and all of our minuses.
Our quirks.
Our warts.
Our warts and warts. Our quirks.
We've got warts and quirks, but we are who we are. And we love that. And I think that is the so Cincinnati-est moment of the year. And thanks to everybody that has been listening and become sort of this listener base that we have. Keep reaching out to us, please, as the new year flips over. We're going to have more guests. We're going to have more reader interaction, listener interaction, and we really look forward. And thanks to Amanda Rossman, producer extraordinaire.
Yeah.
We're going to have much clearer, cleaner, better-sounding podcasts for all of you. So excited about all of that and what the future is going to be for the pod. So if you can, tell your friends. Subscribe, give us reviews on iTunes, all those things. Shout out to Jason and myself on Twitter, or go to what you mentioned before, where a lot of these comments came from, our Greater Cincinnati
Facebook page.
So go on there and send us anything, any comments you have, anything you want to hear, any ideas for things we should talk about, people we should be talking to, issues that we need to get into. Let us know. We'd love to dive into it. And so anyway, and thanks everybody for listening throughout the year. It's been great starting this and hearing back from you, and look forward to doing it.
Santa baby.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. All of the above.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.